This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state Supreme Court says a law banning high-capacity gun magazines is legal. It was enacted 7 years ago in the wake of the Aurora Theater shooting. The law was challenged by a prominent gun rights group that says it violated the Second Amendment. But the justices ruled that banning magazines capable of holding more than 15 rounds is a reasonable exercise of the state's police power. Senator Michael Bennet is criticizing Amtrak's plan to reduce service on two lines through Colorado. CPR's Nathaniel Minor reports.
Amtrak plans to cut service on the California Zephyr and Southwest Chief long-distance lines to just three trains a week. They run daily now. Amtrak says the coronavirus pandemic has cut ridership by about 90% across the country. But Bennett and other senators say that those cuts would hurt small towns and the nation's economic recovery. Separately, Amtrak says it wants to start a commuter rail line along the Front Range. A Democratic bill in the U.S. House would help fund that, but it lacks bipartisan support. I'm Nathaniel Minor, CPR News.
Crews have fully contained a wildfire that forced evacuation south of Denver today. The 460-acre fire in unincorporated Douglas County started late this morning and is under investigation. Authorities say residents who evacuated a subdivision can return home soon. There were no reports of injuries or damage. 88 degrees, mostly cloudy, also windy in the metro area. 75, partly cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.